The shopping centre, the Signy Centre, is celebrating 25 years. I cannot believe a quarter of a century. To find out more about it, I thought we'd find out from director of the Signy Centre himself. This is Guillaume Teboul. He's joining me on the line. So, Guillaume, I guess I should wish the happy 25th anniversary to the Signy Centre today.
Yes. So actually, the Signy Centre opened 25 years ago. We have 45 tenants with 38 shopping and service stores with a big Co-op hypermarket. We also have a fitness club with a fantastic view on the Mont Blanc and the lake. Definitely worth a visit.
So it's the 25th anniversary this year, or is it this week? How has the centre evolved and changed over the years?
So the anniversary is this week. The center has evolved its commercial offer over the years to address customers' and tenants' needs. The trend is towards smaller surfaces. For example, Enter Discount has reduced the size of its shop, which allows us to welcome the first living shop in Switzerland dedicated to decoration.
And what has stayed the same since the very beginning?
In fact, most of the tenants are the same from the beginning. They have, of course, modernized their concept in the meantime. And despite its 25 candles, the shopping center is still a pleasant place to shop with a glass roof that lets in daylight, which is very nice.
It's a shopping center that I pass when I'm on the A1. It's very convenient. I looked up just for this chat now. I looked up when the A1 was actually built and realized that it was built way back in 1964. So my next question, I almost feel like I'm going to answer, but why did you choose that site for a shopping center?
I must say that whoever chose the location of the center had a real flair. Its accessibility from the Motore, Nyon and other communes is unbeatable, simply.
What, in your opinion, Guillaume, makes a good shopping centre?
First of all, the so-called retail mix. It means the variety of the commercial offer must correspond to the customer's demand. Secondly, its geographical location. The shopping centre must reach a sufficient number of customers. And finally, it must be easy to access. The shopping center should have a pleasant atmosphere, of course, and there should be enough space to move around.
What are you doing to celebrate the 25th anniversary?
So for the 25th anniversary of the center, which is celebrated from Monday this week to the 12th of November, we decorated the shopping center around the theme of travel. Different continents and countries will be represented in the center with animation for children, an immersive journey with 3D glasses and many prizes to win, including one trick for two people to soften Africa.
I saw. Now, how do people get into this incredible competition?
You simply have to register for the draw at the terminal located near the African Decor. The draw will take place on Friday, 11th of November at 6 p.m.
Pop into the Signy Centre this week or next week. Make sure that you sign up for that because it's quite an incredible prize, a vacation for two. If people don't know where to find you though, Guillaume, if they don't, like me, pass you regularly on the A1, where are you located? Where is the Signy Centre?
Finding us is very easy with our website. Otherwise, just take the Nyon exit from the motorway going to Lausanne and follow the signs for Saint-Serge. We are next to the Bowling Hotel and we are very visible from the motorway.
Guillaume Teboul, director of the Signy Centre, thanks very much for telling me about what's going on over the next week or so. Congratulations on the 25th anniversary of the centre. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.